The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take.
It's no longer an unspoken fear we're on our way down. Here's a news flash for you, folks. We are on our way down. John Stadtmiller National Intel Report on this 20th day of October, 2011, Hour 2, and I'm joined by Maggie Rodden. She's on this network, ladies and gentlemen, at 10 a.m. in the morning to 12 noon Central Standard Time. See, we don't do the Eastern Standard Time clock. We do our own thing.
Well, because you're in that time zone, it only makes sense.
Hey, it makes sense to me. Okay, so we're up to August 4th of this year. We ought to be able to solve the problem by stealing everything that everybody else has.
I think so. It's a novel idea.
We fall down the stairs at a public sector union rally, let's say. And through the inheritance tax, we keep 50% of their loot. That's another $50 billion. That gets us all the way to 4 p.m. on August 9th. All right, look. Let's get serious here. There are 398 more billionaires in America, according to the latest Forbes 400, with a combined total net worth of $1.29 trillion. A few hundred more accidents, let's say, a 50% death tax, kill them all, and take their estate tax, that's another $650 billion. That ain't hay. That gets us to 4 p.m. on October 13th. Still not there. All right, look, let's forget this namby-pamby 50% nonsense. Kill all the billionaires and take all of their money, all of it. Take everything. And take everything from the next 100 or so of the almost billionaires, too. That gets us another 73 days until, hey, 4 p.m. on December 25th. Christmas, everybody. Almost there. See how easy this is? Now, remember, this money is for America's poor. So, in the spirit of Christmas, let's get rid of all that foreign aid. That saves us $50 billion, getting us to 4 p.m. on December 30th. So near and yet so far. We've still got a day and change to pay for. To cover the remaining $12.5 billion, we're, unfortunately, going to have to hit every single man, woman, and child in America for $40 each to pay for that final 32 hours, which gets us to 12 a.m., January 1st, 2012. Happy New Year, everybody. You see, we've taken all of the profits, all of the salaries, all of the assets, all of the expenses and revenues and holdings of the rich, and we've liquidated them. President Obama, meanwhile, is proposing we spend another $3.6 trillion in 2012. $1,000 billion of that is more than we take in. And that assumes $2.6 trillion in revenues, but revenues from what? We've destroyed the private capital. We've destroyed advertising revenues. We've destroyed professional sports. We've taken every penny that people have to put into new businesses to pay for things. It's all gone. We ate the rich. We ate everything they had. And we scraped through for 1 year. Now what?
Now what? Yeah. Yes, it's a social movement. I demand equality. I don't have any brains. I can't produce anything. I just want the rich to pay more taxes. And yeah. what they don't realize, Maggie, is capitalism is not the evil. It's evil men that have taken advantage of a capitalist system.
Exactly.
Jail the crooks and let the rest of us enjoy what little we do make. But you're not happy with that. You want your social justice. You want everything that I am going to produce for the rest of my life. Because why? Because it's humanitarian? Have you lost your freaking minds? If you want to go communist, go to China. Go pick rice, wear a little hat. I don't care. We'll get America back, folks, but first we got to get them educated. Stop being stupid. Notice I didn't say ignorance. Ignorant. Ignorance is lacking in fact. Quit being stupid. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Maggie.
Yes, John.
We're going into another election cycle for 2012 to elect the new CEO for the United States Government Corporation.
Yes.
And in this field, we've got pizza people.
Yeah, he doesn't like stupid questions either.
No, well, he's kind of glib, and, you know, his one-liners, though, aren't as good as Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, well, Newt's a very eloquent hustler. He's very grand on his feet. He's the grand master, grand poobah of hustling.
I'm telling you, I tried to hire him as a salesman to go sell advertising. He said he was busy. But
right?
You know, and we've got the likes of Mitt Romney and, well, Rick Perry and... who's that other guy from Pennsylvania? Is that Santorum?
Rick Santorum.
I mean, look at that face. What evil could that guy do, right? And oh, who's the wrinkly old fart that they keep forgetting about?
Mr. Ron Paul.
That's right. You know, I was on Freedom Forum. It's one of the websites. Friends of mine. A lot of people post on the thing, and there's some interesting things that go up there. So I decided to put a link on the webpage. And they've been supporters of the network and great friends, by the way. And I'm looking at their website last night, and I see this headline that's just titled, Help, 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 Please Help. And I thought, oh, this ought to be pretty good. Somebody's in trouble. And I opened the thing up. And it said, "Help, I'm suffering from electile dysfunction." Because I am not excited about any of the candidates.
Well, I don't know if there's enough drugs in the world to make one excited about any of these candidates. I can tell you that much. Although I have to say, I do like Ron Paul. I think he stood on principle for the last, how many years has he been there as a congressman?
Yeah, at least, 11 terms now, I think. And he's a guy, if you take a look at his campaign contributions, the money that he receives, he's got by far all branches of the military, United States Air Force, Army, Marines, Coast Guard people, whatever, Navy. They're big supporters of Ron Paul because they want the insanity to stop in the Middle East. I'm looking forward to the day that I don't have to talk about, I can drop the lexicon of anything to do with the Middle East. I am waiting for that day.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I'm afraid unless we get someone like Ron Paul, who understands the Constitution, knew why the Founding Fathers warned about getting involved in foreign entanglements. He understands all this stuff. He knows who the crooks are behind the Federal Reserve Bank, hence the reason why he always says to end the Fed. There's a reason for it. Too bad more people don't get it.
Well, and this just hit today. This Gardasil thing. Now, we know that Merck was bending the arms of legislators, sending in their high-dollar lobbyists and buying hookers, and it's how they roll. Well, Ricky Perry took advantage of the Merck perks, so to speak, and, well, he wanted all the 12-year-olds here in Texas to get shot up with Gardasil. Supposedly... For what? Oh, that's right. Your 12-year-old girl's out there having sex and she's risking cancer. Look, if your 12-year-old girl is out there having sex, you got bigger problems than maybe getting cancer, okay? California, Jerry Brown just signed the bill. He had his hand out to Merck. But there's a little problem here. Gardasil, the controversial drug that took the early Republican presidential debates by storm, and Michelle Bachmann brought this up, God bless her little Israeli-loving blue-eyed soul, is back in the news as newly unearthed documents reveal the 26 additional deaths associated with the shot designed to prevent young women from getting a sexually transmitted disease that can lead to cervical cancer. The public interest group Judicial Watch has obtained documents through the Freedom of Information Act that the Food and Drug Administration detailing reports of harmful reactions to the vaccination for this virus known as HPV. Well, the adverse reaction report details 26 new deaths reported between September 1st of last year and September 15th of this year, as well as incidents of seizures, paralysis, blindness, pancreatitis, speech problems, like I just had. Get away from me with that needle. Short-term memory loss, and I guess this is Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, what's really going on with all these shots? Well, according to the documents, adverse Gardasil events reported to the FDA, and get a load of this one, folks, the information was received from a patient's mother concerning her health, her 14-year-old daughter, who in August of 07, January of 08, and June of 08, was vaccinated with the first, second, and third dose of Gardasil. It was reported that the patient experienced several symptoms, including numbness and tingling in her fingers and toes, fatigue, a really hard time falling asleep, urinary tract infections, moody, trouble getting out of bed, and seizures. The patient had upwards of 150 seizures following her third shot in June of 08. During her seizures, she stopped breathing for periods of 30 to 40 seconds. The patient was diagnosed with neurocarcinogenic syndrome and seizures. It was reported that the patient died due to ovarian cyst. The reporter felt that the patient's symptoms were related to the vaccination with Gardasil.
I'm sure. You know, I'm a registered nurse. I don't know. Some of your listeners maybe have heard me say that when I've been on with you or filled in for you, John. But I worked with a nurse about five years ago or so, and I'm outside of Philadelphia, and we were working in a Philly hospital together. And she was telling me that she had worked was working in a hospital in Camden, New Jersey, and she had received the flu vaccine. And she and about four other staff members all received the flu vaccine, all ended up with this neurological disorder, which you had mentioned, Guillain-Barré syndrome, which she ended up on a ventilator. She couldn't breathe. In fact, there were a couple of the nurses ended up on a ventilator, and she ended up, it took her, I think she told me, 1 or 2 years to learn how to walk again after having received this vaccine for the flu. I'd never get a flu vaccine ever. But, you know, there's so many side effects associated with all of these different drugs. Just when you listen to them, when they're running a commercial advertising some of this different crap, you're taking this drug for, I don't know, whatever, hemorrhoids or something, and one of the side effects is death. Well, I think I'd live with the hemorrhoids before I'd want that side effect, don't you think?
Well, you being a former registered nurse, you're familiar with people in suffering, but to actually induce this kind of suffering for the idea of making a buck, well, you know, these are acceptable levels because what it's doing, it's going to protect more people than it's going to kill. Well, the problem is that they're talking about making this mandatory. One patient here, you're going to love this one. Additional information was received from a newspaper article concerning an 18-year-old female who on May 10th of 07 was vaccinated with Gardasil in the right arm. The patient, who was a college freshman, traveled on the October 5th, 2007, to visit her family for the weekend. The patient reportedly felt slightly ill upon her arrival, subsequently took aspirin and went to bed, and awakening at 1:30 p.m. the following afternoon, appearing, well, feeling better and refreshed. The patient became feverish again, and that night woke up at 1 a.m., the morning of 7 October of 07, with chills and a severe headache, complaining that my headache is about to explode. The patient was taken to a local hospital where a brain-computed axial tomography, or a CAT scan, was performed, and the brain revealed meningococcal disease in her brain and her brain stem. The patient was immediately transferred to another hospital. She died the evening of 7 October 2007 due to complications of meningitis.
Well, you know, one of the things, I'm going to go back to this nurse that I had worked with. It was kind of a fluke thing, and it was very interesting to me because when you give any kind of an injection, a vaccine-type injection or, say, a PPD for tuberculosis, that kind of thing, you have to record the lot number. You're supposed to anyway if you follow procedure. Record the lot number. So that many employees coming down with Guillain-Barré syndrome in that major hospital in a large metropolitan area, I was surprised I had never heard of it. I never got any rumblings of this. Just working in the business and working, I worked all around. I worked through agencies. So I worked at a lot of different hospitals in the area. And I was really surprised they kept it under the covers so well as they had done, that this was happening. It was really very interesting to me that this was transpiring and no one knew it.
Well, and it goes way, way deeper than this just Gardasil thing. We have a problem in this country that the pharma cartel has discovered a way to make vaccinations. Hell, I think they even probably make a vaccination against vaccinations now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, but, well, I mean, the point is that they discovered that SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, you know, this was a big deal. Remember this 20 years
ago? Oh, yeah, I do, yes.
And well, this was a... Well, it turns out it's the damn vaccinations they're shooting your babies up with.
Yeah.
I mean, this is corporatism and fascism. Let's use the correct term, corporatism gone wild, because they're going in there to the state governors with their drug company's new whizzy-bang vaccination that causes way more harm than it's designed supposedly to prevent.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, well, gosh, we can't take the mercury out of it. Because that's a good preservative. We can't take the adjuvants out, otherwise the stuff might go bad. Oh, you're having some adverse effects of this? We'll just refer you to the Centers for Disease Control. Well, they'll tell you, you're full of beans. We'll be back. We'll open up the phone lines as well.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
So this guy, Ricky Perry, pops into the political race to be CEO of the corporation. And, you know, even Santorum, little baby-faced guy, he could do no harm, right?
He well, says... I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It needs to be seen.
Yeah. Well, he said, you know, this is a big government run amok. It's a bad policy, and it shouldn't have been done. And what Perry said, he said, well, he regretted his decision to push for the vaccine using an executive order. See, he couldn't
even... Yeah, but it would have been okay if he hadn't done an executive order, though, right?
Well, yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, let's go in there, and we'll have to buy some more booze and hookers for the people in the legislature to vote on it. But he said, you know, he was just standing up against cancer. You know, at the end of the day, I'm always going to err on the side of life, he said. At the end of the day, it was about trying to solve cancer.
Yeah, please. You know, I'll tell you, having worked in healthcare, you've got these pharmaceutical companies who have these hired guns to come and market the drugs to the physicians, and they'll come into the ER, and they'll have this whole lunch spread that they'll, you know, bring in with them or have it whole all catered for all of the staff, and of course everyone. Who doesn't like a free pen, a free lunch, you know,
sure.
And they'll... Here's some drugs. Try these drugs. Why don't you prescribe this drug instead of that drug?
Absolutely.
This is what our drug's going to do. They spent tons and tons and tons of money on hustling the doctors and getting them to prescribe these different medications.
And, you know, I don't know. Nowadays, you'd need a PDR about a yard thick, a physician's desk reference. These doctors, this is legalized drug dealing.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, I mean, I've been in a doctor's office, and I've seen the suit walk in with a briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you folks been, the doctor prescribed something for you, and you go, well, gosh, you know, I'm a little, he'll grab into his little magic box of tricks, and he'll throw you those free samples he got from the drug rep.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
And it's like, oh, geez, you know, oh, thanks, doc, I think.
Well, and, you know, to be honest with you, I mean, the doctors can't, they can't read every new medicine that's or every medicine that's on the market. It's impossible for them to be able to retain all the side effects, the interactions, all of those different things. You can't give this drug with that drug, so on and so forth. You know, I mean, there's a lot of these drugs interact with one another. You can't give A with B or C, but you can give it with D, and yeah. D does this, but it doesn't do F and G, and, you know, I mean, and all of the drugs have two names as well, John. They have a trade and a generic name. So not only do you have to memorize a trade name, you have to memorize the generic name and the dosages for all of these different things.
And most of the stuff is to manage symptoms. It's not to cure anything. It's to manage symptoms.
Oh, that's exactly right. And all of these drugs, well, now you're given a drug for blood pressure. Now they're dizzy. Okay, let's give a drug for dizziness. Now they're nauseated. Okay, let's give a drug for nausea. Now they are constipated. Okay, let's give a drug for constipation. Now they have headaches. Okay, let's give a drug for headaches. I mean, it's a merry-go-round.
The constipation, the only thing these people are full of is, well, let's go to the phones. Melissa in Austin. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, John. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
John, you remember when this Occupy Wall Street thing first started happening?
Yeah, I thought somebody had let the inmates out of the asylum.
Well, my first inclination was don't trust it. John, do you know who Constance Cumby is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, she's been doing a couple of shows, well, the past three shows, probably one today, also, about who's backing this, who started it, and why. And she started reading from a book by a New Ager that was written back in the late 70s, early 80s, where they talk about this. The book is The Aquarian Conspiracy. Her name's Marilyn Ferguson. They were talking about how they would bring the New World Order into being. And it was something about a leaderless movement of people taking to the streets and total unrest, and it would cause the end of everything.
Did you hear what Mikhail Gorbachev, the 80-year-old supposedly ex-communist, has said? He said these are the people who are going to usher in the New World Order.
Yes.
I will take that from a communist.
Well, and this thing with Constance Cumby, you know, she has a blog spot. People can look it up, figure out where her shows are. And this was planned 30 years ago, and the people in charge are the, you know, like the Michael Moores and the, you know, the MoveOn.orgs and all those folks. They are the ones pushing it, and people are saying, yeah, but people, the good people are joining in, and we're going to do something with this thing. We'll overtake it. No, that's their plan, is to cause such chaos that people will cry out and say something must be done, and then they'll do something that we will agree to them doing something that we never would have agreed to if it weren't for the chaos that they caused in the first place. I would hearken back to the Vietnam protests. A man named Abbie Hoffman was the head of the whole thing. I mean, he was the hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a CIA asset. And so was Gloria Steinem with Ms. Magazine. And she was the head of the feminists. So this is things going on just like they always have. They planned it. They're carrying it out. Don't be fooled.
All right. Melissa, thank you for your call. By the way, did we have some paperwork up here that she requested? Was that from Melissa? Did you want us to gather some paperwork up for you?
I already got it.
You already got it. Good deal. All right. Thank you. All right. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. Start talking.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All righty, we're back.
No callers?
You know, that Earth Charter, she had mentioned Mikhail Gorbachev. Well, he and Maurice Strong, who used to be the Undersecretary of the UN, they got together and wrote that Earth Charter, but she's right, the lady who had called in, because all of the stuff that's happening has been planned for decades. And this whole environmental movement, the environmentalism is just the vehicle that they're using. This fraud of global warming is just the vehicle that they're using to have their agenda ride in on it. It's just such a hoax. And, you know, we were talking before, John, about that clip that you played about, well, if we kill all the rich and kill all the billionaires and take everybody's lunchbox money and so on and so forth, you know, starting in October of next year, the Medicare and Medicaid is only going to be reimbursing hospitals based upon their outcomes, the quality of care, not the service provided, but what the outcome is. So you can see where that's going, that you're going to have, you're in the hospital, and say something goes wrong, you're discharged and something goes south, and you need to go back into the hospital. Well, the hospitals are going to really think twice before they decide to admit you, because based upon outcomes is how they're going to be reimbursed.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people aren't even aware, you know, Barack Obama, the great savior here. You know, the drug companies got a hold of this guy shortly after he took office back in 08, and guess what he promised them? I'll allow you to double prescription prices within the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Really? So are we going to have government support, I guess, for drugs? I'll tell you what. We mentioned Occupy Wall Street here, and I played this yesterday, but new and different people are here. They like listening to the Wednesday program because I have Peter Nice on. But this was Freedom Watch, Judge Napolitano. And this is his response. And he kind of touches on the, you know, tax the rich kind of thing. Look, folks, you're being manipulated and fooled into thinking that, you know, it's capitalism that's the fault. The fat, pudgy fart, Michael Moore, he's not worth the powder to blow himself up with. He is part of the problem. He knows exactly what he is doing.
Sure he does.
You know,
sure he does.
I mean, I have friends up in Michigan, literally. He's got a home on Lake Michigan, and they've gone up and knocked on his door and talked with him. And this guy, he's done it repeatedly. Dumped loads of documents on him. He said, Moore, wake up. He refuses to. He refuses to because he's getting paid too well with being a pundit for the little socialist out there.
He's making a buck.
Yeah, I'm against capitalism.
Right?
Just don't touch my stash. Here's Napolitano, and then we'll get to some callers here. This is what he had to say about Occupy Wall Street, but he covers a few more areas as well.
The 234th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. Supporters of Ron Paul for president donned their revolutionary tri-cornered hats, hoisted the Don't Tread on Me flag, and demanded an end to the warfare welfare state and a restoration of our personal freedoms. They raised a record-breaking $6 million for Congressman Paul on that day on the strength of his message of peace, limited government, personal liberty, and sound money. And on that day, the modern-day Tea Party movement was born. The Tea Party was at the front of the wave that swept Republicans into Congress in the 2010 elections. Yet for the dozens who claim to stand with the Tea Party, we can count the true believers on one hand. They are a group of Republicans who rejected Speaker John Boehner's toothless anti-war, anti-Libya war resolution in favor of Congressman Dennis Kucinich's substantive resolution. They rejected the Patriot Act and President Obama's expansion of President Bush's surveillance state. And they rejected permitting the government to borrow more money whenever it wants to. They've shown themselves to stand with the Tea Party not by casting symbolic votes like those on repealing Obamacare and in favor of cut, cap, and balance, both measures with no chance of passing, but by casting substantive votes against the imminent expansions of the government. The narrative that the Tea Party is a purely racist movement, forged in the aftermath of Barack Obama's election to the presidency, is simply untrue. But that narrative was hoisted on you, my protester friends, in order to facilitate President Obama's deception. You see, without demonizing a prominent scapegoat like the Tea Party, the president's complicity in the Wall Street Washington complex, against which you are now protesting, would be very clear. And just as the Tea Party was co-opted by mainstream Republicans, so too is your protest movement being co-opted by mainstream liberals, by labor union bosses, who through lucrative pensions have aggravated the budget deficits which threaten the programs you cherish, and by other Democratic special interest groups who tell you they oppose war and crony capitalism but support a president who has engaged and supported ruthlessly in both of these things. In 2009, President Obama met secretly in the White House with leaders of the pharmaceutical industry. It was much like the 2001 meeting Vice President Cheney held secretly with leaders of the energy industry. Both were egregious examples of crony capitalism, but only the latter drew your ire. Even though at President Obama's meeting, you should know this, he agreed to lock in a planned doubling of the price of pharmaceuticals in the next decade. Many of you, my protester friends, believe the president's health care reform law pushed back against big health companies. In reality, it simply formalized the crony capitalist relationship between the health care industry and the federal government, and at the same time, stole your freedoms. And so here you are, a month into a protest of what you've called Liberty Park and Wall Street, and also around the country. And already those who have been manipulating you your entire political lives are attempting to do so again, injecting their narrow demands into your largely principled stands. So what should your demands be? I'll tell you. But first, I want to tell you this. I support wholeheartedly your right to protest against the government. It is one of our inalienable rights, and its exercise keeps our republic vibrant. Thomas Jefferson, in fact, said that every generation needs a revolution because it is a, quote, medicine necessary for the sound health of the government. You have a similar chance to live up to Jefferson's prescription. Here are my suggestions for your demands. This will unite the left and the right among you and stop the feds from using your tax dollars to kill people and to pick winners and losers. One, end the Fed. Two, end the wars. Three, end the income tax. The president's class warfare nonsense is made to divide you. You are not poor because 10% are rich. You are poor because the federal government has taken up all the oxygen of success in the room. You are poor because of decades of federal mismanagement that has laid ruin to our economic system. Capitalism didn't make you poor. The lack of capitalism did. Your inability to pursue your entrepreneurial dreams unmolested by the government is the crime the government has committed against you. I don't know if these demands or any of them will be met just because you are occupying Liberty Park. Maybe in 2012, those principal Republicans I told you about who voted against the war and against the expansion of the government and against the bailouts will be joined by equally as principled Democrats and independents and young people such as you who can work together to reclaim the American Republic from the Wall Street, Washington oligarchy you are protesting against. When you go home, and one day you will, think about it. It's worth a try.
Pretty much nails it, huh?
Yeah, I think so. He really hit it out of the ballpark there. And, you know, one of the things that I would think, of course, you know, I don't know. One of the things I think, though, and somebody had mentioned this to me, that would be a clue to these young people that they're being manipulated is the fact that no one calls them racists, even though the majority of the people at any of these so-called Occupying Wall Street protests are white. Yet you never hear the race card being played in reference to them. Isn't that an interesting thing? So if you were paying attention, you would know, wow, how come most of us are white, but we're not being called racists? Yet when the Tea Party people got together, the first thing they tried to claim was, oh, they're all racist because the majority of them were white.
Oh, well, they weren't called racist after the Republicans hijacked them. See, now it became a legitimate political vehicle. And yeah. How dare you call Dick Armey a racist?
Yeah, right. Right, please.
Hey, let's go to the phones here. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon to each of you.
Hi.
Hi.
What's killing the cities, we all know, is these escalating pension plans. Am I correct?
Well, that's not the only thing that's killing the cities, but it's an attributable factor.
It's a very attributable factor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, let's face it, the insurance and everything else that's involved with it. Here we go. If you're a government employee, do you receive federal government employee, a check from Social Security, or do you have a government private pension plan that you receive your money from the government?
Well, I think I remember hearing that you have a private plan.
Well, now, they keep talking about these social giveaways. Now, how many percent of the employed in America work for the government?
Oh, God.
Now, it's over 50% last I heard, ain't I right?
It's close to it. I don't know the exact figure, but that sounds about right.
Now, if we start where there was just 25%, then maybe 30%, 35, 40, 45, now 50, and it's been going on for a long time. What is the outlays that this government puts out, excluding Social Security and giveaways, which are just as bad? What's the amount that our government outlays every month to pay pension plans for former government employees that didn't do a darn thing except cause trouble?
Well, but, you know, the 481 different department and agencies that the federal government employs, approaching that 50%, they're too big to fail. What are you against, people having jobs?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Didn't Harry Reid just say something how, you know, the private sector, the job situation, that's all straightened around. Now we got to work on getting more people working for government? Harry Reid just said that.
I think he said that government employees come first.
I like what Dianne Feinstein said 15 years ago. And I remember this like it was yesterday. She got off of a plane and reporters, she was on some terror about some gun control. And she's answering questions about some bills she co-sponsored and this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, without any prompting from any of the reporters, she came out with, well, when we tax the American people at 85%, and these reporters, they started to look at, like, who the hell just asked you that question, and what are you talking about? 15 years ago of the Socialist America program, to give you the illusion that you're still a wage earner, that you still have some kind of say because, well, you're a productive human being. No, you're only going to be productive to pay taxes, to pay somebody else off that's either an idiot or doesn't deserve the money. But this is when you go fast forward into the time machine, this is going to be the basis for world government. You got the banks in control. The banks feed the corporations. The social, how should we say, the socialized countries are going to be practicing socialism because, you see, they figured out that communism doesn't work. Going back to my comments here about the Puritans come over and, you know, hey, everybody gets fed equally. And then they discovered that bred a lot of sloths that did nothing. It was feeding off of somebody else. They figured out that communism didn't work. So we're going to invent socialism for the social needs and the fairness and equality and humanitarian, and we all got to share equally, and we're going to tax you at 85%, and then we'll distribute it back to you. You happy now? Come on, Mark. This is social progress, damn it.
I can see progress. It sounds like what they're doing, though, through public-private partnerships I was alluding to before. It sounds like what they're fixing to do, the Pelosi 85%, they've thrown out the window because I want less taxes. They're going to lower the amount of taxes you pay to government for government services because they're going to become obsolete per se. You won't be able to vote for your services. They're going to transfer that over to the private sector. You will be paying basically a tax to the private sector.
Uh-huh.
That's what's going to happen. You have no representative that you can call. I mean, you could voice a complaint, but guess what? They're going to put a lien against your house.
Call the consumer hotline because that's all you're going to be is just a consumer with a complaint.
In India. Or somewhere else.
Exactly.
But the thing is they're going to put a lien against your house.
Yes, they are.
Now here is the final scuttlebutt on this whole deal. Exactly that. This is where they're going. We need less taxes. They're not going to lower your outlays for whatever little bits you get. You know, we all love fluoride in the water. We can't live without it. But what they're going to do is they're going to turn it over to where the taxes are going to be collected. They won't call it taxes. It'll be called soybuses. You're going to be paying for soybuses. And then it will be fine with no representation.
See, this is what happens when commerce becomes king. They draft the laws for the commerce under the commerce clause, I guess you could say, that everybody becomes a little corporation, including you, Mark, in Texas. They've made you a little corporation so the corporations can deal with you. You know, they can't deal with live, free living human beings, flesh and blood human beings. They're going to make you a little corporate entity so they can dictate and mandate to you. See, this is again, you know, years and years and years what I heard out of the greenies and the tree hungers and this, oh, it's the corporation, it's the corporation, it's the corporation. Okay, well, let's take a close look at that. How did they come into being? How did all of this happen? You know, it's maddening to me. It is starting to numb my mind. I cannot believe that. And you know, here really, Mark, we've had, I think, this conversation in the past. The thing that they don't teach you in school, the thing they don't teach you in college, they don't teach you about the law that used to be. Remember what we had? It was called a de jure government. And the number one obligation before it became a corporation, it's kind of like a Hippocratic oath with a doctor. First, do no harm. We're here to make sure that your constitutional rights are in place. They threw the de jure out, brought in the de facto. Now they're willing to grant to you by way of privilege, if you're a good boy and you fill out your tax forms and you show them your 1040 forms and, you know, you can get more government benefit and bailout, but show me your tax forms. Going to make sure you're current paying into the system so you can pay it back out. On and on and on and on. This is all a commercial construct, for God's sakes.
There was one thing I heard months ago, and I forget which show, but And it was basically a definition of a statesman. I want somebody, when I elect somebody, I want to find out best I can, which is hard to do, exactly what they stand for. I don't want them to promote policy. I would prefer they question it. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Mark. You get this guy that calls into your show?
He is. Yes, he has called into my show.
I just love this guy, and I met him up in Dallas. I just love this guy. He is always spot on, and he does it with a certain pizzazz and enthusiasm. I just love it. I really do.
You know, you mentioned the Hippocratic Oath. You know, they changed that. It is no longer do no harm. You have to take in consideration the cost of what it is you would be doing. You have to take into consideration now the collective.
Oh, so it's now become the Hippocratic Oath?
Yeah. I'm really not kidding. They really did. The medical students today don't take the same Hippocratic Oath that doctors did not too long ago.
That's okay. In law school, lawyers don't have to learn the law. They have to learn procedure. Because the real law of the land, hello, people, and see, we wouldn't even have this stuff, the Occupy Wall Street, or we wouldn't have had the Tea Party. We wouldn't have had any of this stuff if they were adhering to the Constitution, because in there were protections, not just for your freedom and your liberty to keep the government out of your backside and out of your pocket. And oh God, can I take a vacation for about 3 years and come back to see? I'll just drop in to see what my condition is in.
What condition your condition is in? Yeah, well, you're not going to like what you find. You might as well stay and trudge through it with the rest of us, Jen.
Oh God. Thank you. Well, we got to go through a little bit of hell before we get to heaven. I'm waiting. Okay. And Anton Fiore, hey, how you doing?
Hello, John and Maggie. How are you?
Not bad.
Hey, this is a personal pleasure for me, Maggie, because I've never spoken to you directly. I only usually get to hear your work via the archives, but I just want to say what a pleasure it is. I have such an admiration both for your work but also for your style. I think you're a pillar of RBN, and it's a real pleasure to visit with you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate your kind words.
See, there's a pillar. See, I can slip out of the building and won't fall.
Well, I'm trying to be a statesman per Mark's desires, previous callers.
Well, you're doing a good job. Keep going. I like what you're saying thus far.
Well, what I wanted to say, that the program really largely, if we gave it a name today, it's about narratives. It's about controlling narratives. And if I throw out an example, let's say that we actually lived in a constitutional republic and that Texas actually had a straw poll rather than someone controlling that narrative from the ground up. And let's say that the mainstream media had covered it, and they try to interview 50 people who were in attendance to get the impressions, and 49 of those 50 were Ron Paul supporters, and then the 50th one was a Rick Perry supporter, the Manchurian candidate. Who actually would have been on the nightly news?
Is that a question? Do I get a prize if I answer that correctly?
You sure do. I don't think it'd be that hard. Which supporter would they actually put on the nightly news?
Well, it's not going to be the Ron Paul supporter.
You got it exactly right. The one person they find out of the 50 that supports the narrative that they want the mainstream, that, you know, moderate America to buy into, that's the one exception that they'll choose to demonstrate. How about Gardasil? If they're at a parent health and vaccine health conference, 49 mothers who have daughters that have suffered ill effects, one mother who thinks that Gardasil is the cat's meow, which one's going to be chosen to put on the nightly news?
Yeah, I hear you there.
John, if I can interrupt just a moment, the reason I mention this, I've put my own feet on the ground now over the last couple of weeks at the D.C. protests in Philadelphia and also in New York City, and I've seen with my own eyes the variety of people and the perspectives that are actually people putting their own feet on the ground, and the mainstream media is giving you the one person out of 50 that looks like a communist, looks like a selfish kid that's been handed the life on a silver platter, but you've got an awful lot of people going into their 30s and even their 40s that are out of work. And what is happening here, yes, Mockingbird, COINTELPRO, but they're trying to control the narrative to keep mainstream America at home, to marginalize one group or one message so that the real people who are suffering and who should rise up and be able to make a difference, they want them to stay at home.
Well, and you know what? That's why this network needs to occupy that vacuum out there in mainstream America.
Yep.
With programming that is to there to educate, enlighten, inform, but also come up with these solutions to the problems, the myriad of problems we face today.
Absolutely spot on, John, and Maggie, too, and that's why I appreciate working with folks like you to get that message out. But I wanted to make that point because there was a caller a bit earlier in the show that mentioned a CIA asset going back to Vietnam. That was the objective there as well. They put those assets in place to paint and create a narrative that makes mainstream America say, well, that's not me. I don't want to be a part of that, so I'm not going to go out and have my voice heard. I'm not going to put my feet on the ground. That's why they have COINTELPRO and Mockingbird, is to control the narrative in that fashion. And look, we're running out of time with this season, but I sure hope when spring rolls around, all of America says, you know what? I don't even care if there are five spoiled kids out here. I've had enough, and my feet are going on the ground.
Well, and, you know, it's very interesting. That's when the FBI first started its file on me. They started me out with a 3x5 file card. And now...
Was it written in pencil or pen, John?
Well, hell, I don't know. But I'll tell you what. To this day, I do a Freedom of Information Act to find out what they got in my file, and every once in a while they send me a notice, we're still processing your order.
That's because they've got 10 filing cabinets they've had to photocopy that honor the request.
And what laws have I broke? I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't want to shoot anybody in the federal government. I want the law back, honest money back. I want my republic back. You can take your democracy and stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
There you go. There you go, brother.
Hey, by the way, Anton, I wanted to tell you this. James Corbett is coming on the network.
Oh, great.
Okay, and he's going to be taking that 11 o'clock spot. That's why I ask you if you can do the morning spot.
Oh, I see. Well, no, it's fantastic news. I think that's tremendous. So we'll figure out the right timing and the right place, all that good stuff.
But all right.
As I sign off, I just want to say you're two of my greatest heroes. I sure appreciate hearing you guys work together. I think you should have Maggie on more often, John.
Well, okay, but she, maybe I can duck out when she's the pillar, huh?
Well, you're both my pillars. So thanks again. Hey,
all right.
You both have safe travels. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Anton.
Appreciate it. I am going to take one more call here. BJ in Arizona. Hello, BJ.
Hey, John. Hey, Maggie. I love your accent. I'm a Chester County girl.
Okay.
Oh, cool. A lot of corrupt critters down in Chester County, aren't there, BJ?
A lot of people don't know this, BJ, but I'm a stump jumper from a long way back. I was born outside of Pittsburgh. But anyhow, we got about 45 seconds, BJ. Go ahead.
Hey, I think that the Rick Perry Gardasil thing was either a test that was given to him or a test he decided to do on his own to prove he's presidential material. Let's prove how brutal you can be, and let's see if you can force this kind of thing on people.
Well, Jerry Brown took the bait. We beat the hell out of Perry over that and other issues, NAFTA corridor, his foreign trade zones. This guy wants to become president over my dead.
Believe after the stir that Jerry Brown did that.
I understand. Hey, thanks for your call, Maggie Rodden, 10 a.m. to 12 noon Monday through Friday. The Unsolicited Opinion. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you, John. Take care.
See y'all. The next.